This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We were hearing earlier from Sam Fields about the supply of used cars out there. One thing about them, all those used cars we're buying, is that they can cost way more to keep running than something new off the lot. And if low maintenance costs is what you're after, what you might want to consider is a new electric vehicle. A report from the Department of Energy says that if you calculate the total cost of ownership, EVs beat gas-powered cars by 40%, a big part of which is maintenance. Now, is that going to make us in any more of a hurry to electrify our rides? Marketplace's Andy Euler checked in with a repair shop down in Austin, Texas.
It's early on a Friday, and Happy Hybrid has just opened its doors. The crew is already getting after it, though, changing the tires on this Toyota Tacoma. Next to the truck, there's a tiny little smart car up on a platform getting inspected, and a cluster of four Toyota Priuses are lined up outside. The shop's manager, William Broomfield, says about 60% of his customers drive cars with combustion engines, and 40% drive hybrids.
It's been working great with the hybrids. Most independent shops are very terrified of working on the vehicles. They're overwhelmed, and they just won't even touch them.
What the shop doesn't see, though, are full electric vehicles. No Teslas, Nissan Leafs, Chevy Bolts. He says there's a few reasons for that. First, he says only dealers have access to replacement batteries for ones that go out. And also,
a lot of the fixes on these cars require proprietary software, downloads, and so forth. And so the customers are forced to go to the dealer.
And the other thing is that they have fewer moving parts, so they just don't require as many repairs. Cameron Proctor is an engineer who worked on an energy department study looking at the total cost of electric vehicles.
You don't have to change your oil. You don't have as many spark plugs and all of these different facets. You don't have an exhaust system, right? You don't. Many of these things don't exist.
Proctor says the main goal of that study was to answer a few simple questions.
What is going to encourage people to purchase an alternative fuel vehicle? Is it cheaper upfront costs or is it cheaper fuel prices? Is it lower maintenance?
Okay, now here's what the study found. Over the life of ownership of an electric car, an average driver will save about $8,000 on maintenance. And Chris Harto at Consumer Reports says, depending on how you purchase an EV, you could actually see savings pretty quickly.
You'll start saving money in year one, even though you quote unquote paid more. Your savings in fuel and maintenance will make up for the increased payment on that vehicle.
But even the director of the Vehicle Technologies Office at the Department of Energy, Dave Howell, says, unfortunately, that's just not what people think about when they're buying a car.
The upfront cost is a key. People buy vehicles pretty much based on how much it's going to cost them right up front, you know, purchase price.
He says as batteries get cheaper, so will upfront costs. Now, it's not that electric cars are maintenance-free. Of course, they have wheels, brakes, lots of sensors, and pricey batteries. And then there's what the folks at J.D. Power call dependability, basically how many problems that car owners experience. In its annual survey, Tesla ranked 30th out of 33 brands. Dave Sargent is vice president of automotive quality at J.D. Power.
Most of the problems that customers report with Teslas really aren't related to it being an electric vehicle. It's much more due to Tesla being relatively new at manufacturing vehicles at all.
So he says Teslas have, you know, little squeaks and rattles and doors not closing right. Now, those are the kinds of things that William Broomfield at Happy Hybrid can help people with, even on an electric vehicle. But he's also not going to be able to charge a whole lot for that kind of repair. And his crew of eight mechanics aren't really trained to work on electric vehicles at this point anyway.
It's just another tech job. That's what it's turning into.
Broomfield studied sustainability in college and says eventually he hopes to be able to marry his two passions, cars and the environment.
I probably move away from, you know, the mainstream car and go to doing conversions on classics, like take a 65 Mustang and put a high power electric motor in it. And guess what? All of a sudden it's faster than it ever was with a gasoline engine. It's quiet, it's smooth, but you still get the look of the 65 Mustang.
Now, it's not going to sound like a 65 Mustang, but it's probably going to be cheaper to keep on the road and also a lot better for the planet. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.